Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 26th in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is Dealing with Dharma. The message from the Bible is from the Wisdom Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider. God has made the one as well as the other, so that mortals may not find out anything that will come after them. The literal meaning of the Sanskrit word dharma is the law. It does not mean the law in a dogmatic sense, however. We can break human laws. We can run from the upholders of the law. Through legislation, we can change the law. Dharma refers to a law that we cannot break, run from, or change. Dharma is the law of the moment. It refers to what is, right now. I can choose to be happy, sad, angry, or any of the infinite range of human emotions over the way things are in this moment, but it will not change the Dharma. It will not change the situation of the moment. The only control I have over Dharma is my response to it. When we talk about living in the moment, we refer to a state of mind where we are not reliving past experiences, nor are we looking ahead with worry or anticipation over something that may or may not occur in the future. Living in the moment is about being fully present to whatever is occurring in my life right now. Indeed, the current moment is the only one we can actually experience, even though our attention is usually elsewhere. Remaining in the moment is a perpetual challenge, particularly in the West, where our distractions are many. Dharma is a familiar term in Buddhism and Hinduism. The concept of Dharma is not foreign to Christianity either, but over the past few centuries we have tended to look past it. We mistakenly believe ourselves less victimized by Dharma, since we have developed ways to better shelter ourselves from the extremes of the climate and make our lives more comfortable. As more of us have made ourselves safer and more secure from certain of life's disasters, we have convinced ourselves that there is little that we cannot avoid experiencing, even and especially in the present moment. Floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, forest fires, theft, and tsunamis and the like prove differently. We cannot shield ourselves from broken hearts, the loss of a loved one, or the steady decay of our bodies. Our ability to shelter ourselves from some things leads us to believe we can avoid all unpleasantness. Dharma says differently. In order to deal successfully with Dharma, we must focus ourselves on the current moment without dragging any baggage from the past or future. The way things are in this moment is the way things are in this moment, and nothing we do will change that. Changing the moment is beyond our control. Changing our response to the moment, however, is completely under our control, as is making changes in our lives that may help align future moments better with our desires. We are at best co-creators of our future moments. That is how we deal with Dharma. It is expressed well in the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The author of the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes also speaks of the Dharma by encouraging us to consider that God makes both good days and challenging days, the purpose of which is to keep us from knowing what comes next. As we learn to accept each day and each moment as it presents itself to us and still be thankful, it matters little what comes next. We know there are always blessings and challenges in every moment, and getting upset about what is only makes the difficult times that much more difficult. Challenges, like blessings, pass. Dealing with the Dharma is about harmonizing ourselves with reality. It does not mean we accept substandard or undesirable conditions, however. It does not mean we cease seeking to better the lives of ourselves and others. It only means we strive to enter each moment deeply and fully, without adding to or subtracting from it. Each moment is sufficient in and of itself. It is about maintaining a sense of equanimity through life's ups and downs. Every moment passes, for better or for worse. It requires trust that what is from God, and the knowledge that if it is from God, it will all work together for good. In order to deal with Dharma, we must accept, perhaps even enjoy, what we experience moment to moment. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.